In 2012, the Utah legislature passed HB 148, ordering the federal government to relinquish 31 million acres of federally owned public land back to the state by December 2014. HB 142, passed the following year, authorized a study to determine whether a transfer this size would be economically viable. USU professor Paul Jacobs, one of the researchers involved in the three-university study, says the transfer could go either way.
What we found is that given the state's desire to finance the management of these lands by using revenues raised from the land, that we would be essentially tied to commodity prices, that is, the price of oil, the price of gas. If prices are high, then in fact the state can generate the revenues necessary to manage the land. If prices are low, then in fact we would have trouble covering those expenses. Really what it boils down to is your appetite for fiscal risk.
Thursday's town hall was organized to provide objective analysis on the public land issue. Still, there were several fiery comments and questions from the audience. Cache County Representative Ed Redd sees that as a good thing.
If people are passionate about something, then they should voice their passion. I like people coming here and tell me what they think, and if they're upset with me, I need to hear about that too. Because it makes a difference in how we function in the state legislature.
It is pragmatic rather than dogmatic or emotional or anything like that.
That was Kelton Muck, a Cache Valley citizen who attended the meeting. He feels the presentation of the study was unbiased and informative.
I hope that this is a newer face of politics emerging from the extreme partisanship that you see reflected at all levels of government. I think this is the core of what the old American politics looks like. Although people can get frustrated by it still, it's definitely at least forward-moving rather than just a back and forth.
You can visit upr.org for a link to the full report. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock.